Hey everybody, welcome back to Mac Tax. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the Obamacare individual health insurance mandate, that's commonly known as Obamacare, otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act individual mandate that required a tax on individuals if they did not have health insurance by year end when they file their tax return. So the reason I'm doing this episode, and particularly today, is because some news just came out of the appellate court division that the Obamacare individual mandate is now deemed unconstitutional, but it leaves the law intact for now. The Obamacare Affordable Care Act is still in effect for law, but the individual mandate, which was essentially the requirement that all individuals have health insurance, and the penalty associated with that come tax time, is now gone. And there were plans for that to be gone beginning 2019. And this U.S. Appeals Court basically just reaffirms that in the year 2019, when it's time to file your tax return, there will be no penalty or even requirement to report that you had health insurance for the full year. So basically, in the past, there was a box on the tax return that said full year health coverage or exempt. So, how that would work is, in previous years, you would get a form from your employer that states each month with a little X that you had health insurance. And you'd have to, if you were filing a joint return, you and your spouse would have to report that you had 12 months worth of coverage. If you did not have 12 months worth of coverage in the past and you weren't exempt for any reason, an exemption being whether you didn't have the money to have health insurance, you can qualify for an exemption, or had some type of hardship, and there's several other reasons that the IRS lists out on their website they could qualify for. But assuming you had a gap and you didn't have health insurance for 2 months out of the year, let's say, you would have to calculate what's called a shared responsibility payment, which is part of the individual mandate. And what that basically is either a percentage of your income or a flat amount that doesn't exceed the national average premium for a bronze level health plan. And that would need to be reported on Form 8965 health coverage plan. So the reason this being is because when they came out with the Affordable Care Act, the idea was, all right, everyone is mandated to have health insurance, and we have to have everyone paying into the system. And if you're not paying into the system and you don't have health insurance, that shouldn't get you out of paying for it. We're still going to tax you as if you had health insurance, which is why it made sense for everyone to just go out and get it, because why pay the tax on something that you don't have? But for year 2019 now, under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the individual share responsibility payment is now zero, and you will no longer have to report if you have full health care coverage or exemption, and Form 8965 will no longer be in effect. You will not have to report whether you have health insurance or not, and there will be no penalty if you didn't have health insurance for the full year, or if you had a gap for a couple months throughout the year, there will be no penalty. So, big news on that. I thought that was interesting. Let me know what you guys think about the whole thing. And send me an email at mactaxcpa@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Instagram, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.